Hi everybody, it's Andrew Grummet here. It's October 21st, 2004. It's been a while since I've podcasted. I've had my head in some other projects, but have really been meaning to get back and do a few more of these. I'm here today because a really interesting opportunity presented itself, and I felt I really couldn't pass it up. So, there's been a lot of talk in the podcast world lately about music and rights, and do I have, you know, can I play this song or can't I, and, you know, wouldn't it be cool if there was a lot more music that, you know, could be used while, you know, fairly and legally, you know, while artists still, in a way that allowed artists to still, you know, make a buck. So, you know, some folks are being really forward thinking about this and putting stuff out and, you know, granting permission ahead of time in hopes that it'll sort of help their careers. And I think that's really cool. And, you know, to actually, you know, Chris Iden can explain this a lot better than I do. There's this movie on the Creative Commons website that, where he talks about the white stripes. Hold on, let me see if I can dig that up. Ah, yeah, right, here it is. So this is Christopher Lydon narrating a movie that you can find on the creativecommons.org website. Just follow the Learn More link.
These are Jack and Meg White, also known as the White Stripes. They're a band from Detroit. They make rock and roll without a bass guitarist. This is Steve McDonald of the veteran band Red Cross. Steve thought the White Stripes could use a bass player, so he appointed himself. He took the White Stripes album, called White Blood Cells, and re-recorded it, laying a bass track down on every song. Then he released the results as MP3s on Red Cross's website. He even made up a new album cover and title, Red Blood Cells. McDonald began putting these copyrighted songs online without permission from the White Stripes or their record label. During the project, he bumped into Jack White, who gave him spoken assent to continue. It can be that easy when you skip the intermediaries.
Right on. So, not long ago, a guy whose work I've been following and a guy whose work I really admire, He put some music out, and he explicitly granted a license. He said to the world, you know, take this song and do with it as you please. So I listened to it, and I thought, this song could really use a horn section. And luckily, I had all the equipment I needed, and I came up with a part and rehearsed it a few times, you know, did a few takes, mixed it all back, and now I have it to offer to you. So here it is, my version of Rasterweb's podcasting song.
Podcasting! 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 Podcasting, baby! Yeah!
All right. Just want to say thanks to Pete from Rasterweb for making that available. Hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. This is Andrew Grummet signing off on October 21st, 2004. Good night.